Okay, so Mark, could you just introduce yourself first of all and a little bit about what you do?
My name is Mark Stevenson. I'm a policy advisor for the Chamber of Commerce in the region, and I focus on infrastructure issues, so transport, digital, and of course energy as well. So I've done quite a bit of work on the energy sector and what it means for the North East over the past 2-3 years.
Okay. So what are you going to be talking about this morning?
I'm going to be talking about the challenges and opportunities facing the energy sector in the North East. Looking at what we can be doing to help businesses, in particular exporters, help manufacturers, help people and in their homes and businesses become more energy efficient. And again, what that means for the economy, what it means for growth in the North East looking forward.
So in terms of policy, what does that mean for businesses? Do we need to instigate more energy infrastructure? Is that in renewables?
Well, it means energy infrastructure is one of those things. We're always going to need it, so it obviously needs to be renewable in many respects, because we've got certain targets that we need to stick to. But it's not just about renewables, because we can use renewables to mitigate other forms of energy generation.
Sure.
You know, tried and tested, things like nuclear, for example, or if you're using carbon capture and storage, things like coal and gas as well. But in terms of policy, it means that our regulatory and fiscal systems need to be such that our planning rules aren't too long. We need to be able to get this infrastructure, major infrastructure, up in a reasonable time, so it doesn't cost too much, and we actually can use it.
Yeah.
It means that we need regulations that aren't too complicated, that can allow businesses and investors in particular to have some certainty over what we have in the country. So we need regulations to be as few and far between, especially if they're going to have an impact on the growth of the sector and on growth generally, not just in the region obviously, but in the UK. So when I say regulations, I mean things like the carbon reduction commitment, which is horrendously complicated and businesses generally tend to hate. I mean things like the emissions trading scheme and the carbon price floor, which generally do the same thing and amount to a double taxation. It means that the government has to listen to businesses when it's about to introduce a new regulation. It sort of has a very strict economic test. If it's going to impact on the sector and on growth and our place in the world as an economic sort of actor, then they need to be very careful and very cautious about introducing them.
Of course, yeah. So what kind of, I mean, in the North East, what kind of what stage are we at now? Are we severely lacking in the kind of energy infrastructure that we're going to need in the next sort of 10 to 20 years, or are we on our way towards?
No, in many respects we're blessed. I mean, the energy infrastructure that we're looking to the future on is stuff that not really many places in the world have at all, not on the scale that they need it anyway.
Okay.
So things like offshore wind farms, for example, they're just getting started, and we're 60, 70 miles from the biggest of the offshore wind farms, Dogger Bank, so that's going to be a massive opportunity. So we're going to need port infrastructure to work to and from those offshore sites. We're going to need freight infrastructure to move big components between ports, between different parts of the country and the ports that we have. We need an effective transport infrastructure and that sort of thing. We need grid connectivity, but we're already blessed as far as that's concerned in the North East, because we've got a lot of grid connectivity, and we've got high capacity grid connectivity, and we've got spare capacity, so we increase that if needs be, to higher voltage, to cater for manufacturers, providing for offshore, providing for different types of industries in the renewable sector. So no, we're blessed as far as the infrastructure is concerned. We just need to make sure that businesses and investors and financiers all know, they're all on the same page, and they know that the sector is going to increase, it's going to increase and improve and grow unimpeded, so that the government's obviously got a really important role to play in that. It can't just withdraw incentives unilaterally like it did with the feed-in tariff.
Right.
That cost jobs in our region, cost jobs all over the UK. It was always going to decrease the tariff, but when it does that, it needs to do it in a way that's foreseeable for businesses, that makes it easy for businesses to plan for it. Otherwise, it can have negative consequences.
Right. We were at a debate recently that was kind of trying to prioritise energy infrastructure sort of needs, and one of the things that came out of the debate was that businesses thought that perhaps it was almost an intelligence, sort of a sustainable intelligence and philosophy among businesses and homeowners, I suppose, to some extent as well, that needed to be in place along with kind of physical infrastructure. Would you say that's fair to say, and there's an element of kind of educating businesses in
absolutely,
sustainable practices?
Absolutely. It's businesses and people, everybody involved, anyone who uses energy needs to understand and sort of change. There needs to be a cultural change, a step change in the way that we go about our business and the way we live our lives. Otherwise, everything we do in terms of driving eco-friendly vehicles, in terms of using wind farms, all of these things will come to nothing if we don't change the way we live. And in fact, using an electric vehicle, for example, is a perfect way to decarbonise the way you go about getting yourself from one place to another.
Sure.
And then you've got wind turbines to decarbonise electricity. We need to couple that with changing people's attitudes towards when they use energy, how much they use, what sort of products they use within their own house, within their own business. Again, because without that, all of the other things come to nothing, all of the other grand plans, if you like.
That's great. Thanks very much, Mark.
Cheers. My name is Joanna Berry, and I am the Director of Engagement for